We're doing Yov, and we're up to what's called the 26th chapter. We had the short speech of Bildad saying to Yov that God doesn't pay you back for your good in this world. What's your good worth at the end of the day? But if you dare speak up against him like you have, God will punish you. And to that Yov responds and says, and we're reading with the tune, Vayan Yov Vayomar. So Yov responds and says, Me'azalta lilochoach. How much help have you given to one who has no strength on his own to understand that God is really watching over the world? You're going to convince me. Hoshata zeroa loz. The word over here, hoshata, he means to say, what have you helped? He begins by saying, Me'azalta, what have you helped, lelo choach, to one who has no strength, who doesn't believe that God is really watching over what's happening here. And he continues and says, Hoshata, and what have you saved, zero alo'oz, to an arm that has no might, someone who doesn't have the capacity to believe it on his own. Why exactly should he be convinced from what you've said? Ma'yatzta lelo chochmah. What's the advice that you've given to one who has no understanding on his own? Vitushia larovodata. And have you given great understanding to those that don't have it? Basically, he's repeating the same idea. What tushia? We know tushia is an allusion to wisdom. What have you helped the world out with everything you've said? With all due respect, what exactly have you said that's supposed to convince me or explain to me that God's watching over the world? It me, higata milin. Who are you talking to? Is there anyone who doesn't know what you've said? Bildad, what have you come to tell me? Venishmat mi yatzea mimeka. And where'd you hear these words? Tell me. Venishmat mi, whose breath is coming out of you? Who did you glean such wisdom from, Bildad? He's mocking him now. He's saying, you said nothing new. He said, God's omnipotent. He controls everything. Okay, good. So he said, Halfaim yecholalu. Halfaim are the dead, yeah? So, I'll tell you what. I could tell you God's greatness better than you can. Look at perdition. There you have a lot of dead. And you have the seven levels of Gehenna, of perdition. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. Harifayim, the dead. Yecholalu, they become hollow. Mitachat ma'ayim, v'shochenehim. And they're over there in perdition. They live down there in perdition, which is under the water. You want to know how you get to Gehenna? The entrance is at the bottom, somewhere at the bottom of the sea. Arom Sheol Negdo. And even though it's there under the depths, God knows everything that's happening down there. Sheol, the perdition is Arom, is like naked Negdo, opposite God. He knows exactly what's happening down there. Then Kesut La Avadon, and perdition, which is also called Avadon, it's like it has no garment. God knows everything. Note tzafon alto. God placed the world. The north over here is a reference to the world. God established the world alto, on nothing. In a vacuum, in mid-air, God created a world. Tole eretz al bilima, and he hangs the world on nothing. What's holding the globe in its place? What's the earth hanging on? God has the world hanging on nothing. Ask yourself, what's the world placed on? You know, everything's placed on something else. And what's the world sitting on? Where's the whole world standing? Did you guys ever think about that? So we say, the sun is drawing the earth. And what's the sun standing on? But, you know, at the end of the day, what's everything placed on? Tole eretz al blima. There's the famous pasuk. Hashem hangs the world on nothing. God wanted everything here, so everything is here. So Eov says to him, you want to tell me God's greatness? I'll tell you God's greatness. You've told me nothing. I'll tell you, God knows about perdition. No one knows where it is. It's all the way at the depths, and God knows it like it's stripped before him. He established the world, and it's hanging on nothing. So God binds the rainfalls in his clouds, you never find a cloud breaking under the water. How do the clouds carry so much water? How come if the clouds are carrying the water and then it's supposed to rain, so you know, you break an egg, everything comes out of the egg. How come we don't find clouds breaking like that? You don't suddenly see a torrent that's like a waterfall coming out of a cloud. How come? Comes down as gentle rain. How so? You never find the cloud breaking under the weight of the water. The air that's up on top, that's on the heavens, so to speak. So here really, this needs a lot of introduction. There are a few understandings here. There's a fascinating Gemara on this. We'll pick up here Bezachim next time. Nachez Kenechi say in Eov's description about God's greatness. And now Eov's going to give us a long speech. Eov's refute of Bildad is basically over. He's going to conclude his refute. And then Vayosef Eov set Mishalo. Eov will continue and start rebuking his friends Bezat Hashem. We'll pick up over here though Bezat Hashem next time.